welcome to Dark Simulation, your monthly dose of goth, industrial, electronica, alternative, bit of everything really. This is by myself, Nigel, and Steph over there.
Hello.
Hello. Right, yes, coming up in the show, we've got some information about club nights in the local area, we've got information about gigs in the local area, we've got new music from everyone and old music from everyone. We're basically just going to give you a mixture of stuff, really, aren't we, Steph?
And a review of the Icon of Coil gig at Sheffield.
Yes.
Where was it again? Sheffield. Corporation.
At the Corporation in Sheffield. Yeah. Yes, we will tell you about our little jaunt out there and tell you how good it was. Yes, basically info about goth coming up and stuff that's just been...
Recommendations. Yeah.
We're just going to tell you everything. But, yeah, I think for the time being, we better get on with the music. So, here's some Clairvoyant. You're listening to BCB 96.7 FM. This is Dark Assimilation, your monthly dose of goth, industrial electronic, and all that guff. Okay, you heard their Cut Rate Box with Zion Shank. That's off the album Data Seed. Before that, you heard Clairvoyant. That was the track Majesty off the really good remix album called Time Again, and that was the Assemblage 23 mix of Majesty. Very, very good album. I can't.
And incidentally, Assemblage 23 are playing Infest.
They are indeed. They are one of the headliners. You'll hear more Assemblage 23 if you listen to this show in any way, shape, or form. We end up playing some of it most shows.
Most of the time,
one of our faves. But yeah, if you do like Victoria Lloyd's voice and like the kind of electronic beats, definitely get your hands on Time Again. It's like full of remixes. Is very good like that, with a lot of fabulous singing from Victoria Lloyd of Clairvoyant. And before that, we opened the show with the Sisters of Mercy with Lucretia, a classic of Floodland. Okay, right, coming up in the show, we've got things like Apoptigma Berserk, we've got, as we said earlier, we've got reviews, information about club nights, some new stuff from the new Funko, from the new Wumpscut album, Bone Peeler, of course, and basically info like that. But we're going to carry on now with a bit of Icon of Coil off their latest album, Machines Are Us.
I know I lost.
right, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Nam Nam Bulu with Deception off the Sacrifice single that's just been released. Well, it's been released sometime in the last month or so. Before that, you heard Suffer in Silence from A-Pop off the Harmonizer album. And before that, Icon of Coil with Existence in Progress off their fabulous recent release, Machines Are Us, which I think we've played some off that last month, we've played some off it this month, and we're just going to keep playing tracks off it. It's a fabulous album.
It really is.
Your hands on it, I'd highly recommend it. It's a grower. It's a lot of quality there, but we'll natter about that later. What we're going to tell you now is the roundup of club nights in the Yorkshire region. Okay, we've discovered a new night. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but there's a weekly night at the West Riding Pub at Huddersfield called The Control Frequency. This is 7:45 till close. It plays industrial, EBM, metal and noise. Free entry, it's just a pub. And it's a nice atmosphere. I've heard good things about it. It's been going 2 or 3 weeks now, so get yourselves down there if you're in the area and fancy doing something on a Monday night, because that's every Monday. More information about that, along with playlists, at www.amodelofcontrol.com. So yeah, keep your eye out there, see if you're interested, have a look at the playlist, get down there. Other weekly nights, we don't actually always get around to mentioning the weekly nights, but I thought I'd give you a roundup this time. There's the Black Sheep, the Phonos night, every Sunday at the Phonos in the Merion Centre in Leeds. I believe that's a pound in, cheap drinks, and just laid back, kind of goth of all ages, really. Really cool atmosphere, really nice night for a Sunday night. And of course, there's the Small Room Fridays at Rio's. Unfortunately, that's about £5 in to get into the Club Rio's. Getting a bit expensive these days, but you've got your goth alternative metal room in the little room at the side of the building.
But the question is, has Simon changed his set?
I believe he has a little bit. We haven't got down there recently to check it out. We'll definitely have to go on an investigation phase soon to see how that's going, but no doubt it's not doing too bad these days. Okay, back to monthly nights. We have this coming Saturday on the 17th of April, the Wendy House, that's at Leeds Student Uni. Big night in Leeds. It's one of the biggest nights in this basic part of the country, really. Playful 80s goth and alternative in the main room, industrial hard dance in the Mutate room, the small room upstairs. £4 in, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. On Sunday the 25th of April, there's the Black Sheep Bring Your Own Night. Now, this is the regular Black Sheep Night with a bit of a twist. Because it's the Whitby weekend, it's normally a tad quiet down there. So the DJs are saying, bring your own stuff, we'll let you play stuff. Bring stuff, they'll even let you play it, or they'll play it if you don't feel brave enough hitting the keys. More information at www.sheepist.net. All Shades of Goth, past and present, and 7 p.m. till late, £1 entry, I believe. Saturday the 1st of May, the week later, we have Dead Stars, which is the industrial EBM electro and noise night at the Escape Bar at Bradford Uni. £3 in, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, cheap student union drinks prices. Another night of mention. Now, this one's a bit further afield, but still fairly easy to get to from the Yorkshire region. It's Club Implant. We had DJ Matt, who does this night, on a couple of months ago. And this is at the tunnel downstairs in the ledge. I'll try that again. Downstairs at Legends, Whitworth Street in Manchester. So it's fairly easy to get the train right across to Manchester and get back to certainly places like Huddersfield and Leeds. I'm not 100% sure on the trains back to Manchester late at night, but I'm sure there's some ways your creative lot out there can figure out about getting home. That night mostly focuses on noise. You do get a smattering of EBM and other stuff around. They generally have guest DJs as well. That's 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. cheap drinks prices, and that is at more information is at www.clubimplant.co.uk. And finally, worthy of note is Saturday the 7th of May in Bradford, Cafe Noctum, at the 1 in 12 Club. Goth industrial cyber. £3.50 to get in, 9 p.m. till late. Well, that's a fantastic friendly club. And more information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. So there you go. That's a pretty thorough roundup of all the nights I could find in this area, and that one over in Bradford, in Manchester as well. So we're kind of encompassing, giving you lots of stuff to do and places to go. For the upcoming month, basically. Right, I believe I've been nattering far too long, and we probably won't waking up now, so here's a bit of noisy stuff from Wumpscut.
Fearing your eyes.
right, that was Funkavot with This World off the Survivor album. And before that, you heard Wumpscut with Fear in Your Eyes. What a fantastic shouty song from them. That's off their recent album, their Bone Peeler album. That it's worth mentioning. Get your hands on to get hold of, basically. It's a good noisy album if you like that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, don't expect to play it in your PC, because it's copy protected.
Apart from if you play it in an Apple.
We're not sure about that yet. That's not an experiment we've played with. Okay. We have heard rumours that some copy-protected CDs just play in Apple Mac PCs anyway. But we're not sure on that one. We're yet to investigate, but our roving reporters will bring information like that back to you when we know. Yes, shouty stuff, unfortunately copy-protected, but if that's not an issue for yourselves, then get your hands on a copy. Nice shouty stuff. We'll play you more of that in upcoming shows now we've got our hands on it. Okay, right, we're going to give you a bit of a roundup of the gigs at the moment this month. Unfortunately, in the Yorkshire region, there aren't many. Basically, because everyone's off to Whitby in a week or so's time. So, a lot of bands just don't put on gigs, because they can't rival the big festivals like Whitby. So, I'll give you a rundown of what's going on in Whitby, just in case you want to get over there and see those bands. Whitby has The Damned, Earthloop Recall and Zombina and the Skeletones on one day, and The Mission, Dream Disciples and Libertina on the second day. So, a lot of good names there, big bands, people who are quite fun to see. Whitby tickets are £30, and you'll probably need somewhere to stay as well. But more info is available at www.wgw.topmum.co.uk. All the information is there, listings, information on where to get accommodation, all that kind of jazz. Go off over there, and the people there are dead helpful. And the only other gig that's coming up in this month, really, is put on by the fabulous Paul from Black Sheep. He's put on Black Sheep Live on Sunday the 2nd of May, Vampire Division. Now, this is a side project of one of the guys in Incubus Succubus. So whilst Incubus Succubus are recording, I believe they're recording a new album, certainly I don't think they're touring at the moment, he's off promoting Vampire Division. So hopefully we'll get to hear what they're like. That's happening, as I said, May the 2nd. There's a bank holiday afterwards, so that particular Black Sheep may go on till late. Check www.sheepish.net for more info and up-to-date information. So yeah, maybe a late bar, Vampire Division, £3 in, going to be a good night. Right, now we've got coming up, we've got some up-and-coming bands. A new bloke has basically sent us some of his stuff. This guy, I'm going to apologise in advance if he hears this, or if anyone knows him hears this, or if anyone can actually pronounce French names can actually listens in, because I actually don't think I can pronounce his name, but I'll give it a go. He's Obzon Geschoff. And this track is off his album Son of Evil, and it's a track called Resist. So here it goes. Hopefully, here it goes. Go on, wind up the equipment.
She advised me to keep my fingers away from her. Goddamn cunt.
he who commands you. He who commands you. Prince of heaven, to the depths of hell.
Fuck him.
Be gone.
Fuck him, Garrett.
This creature of God.
You're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Cenobita with Empyros off the album Metamorphosis. Before that, you heard Obson Gestroff. I hope that I pronounced that correct that time as well. With Resist off his album Son of Evil. Hopefully, well, basically, if you're in an up and coming band and you want us to play your stuff, send it in. All the contact info is on the website www.dacsimulation.org. Right, Steph, I believe you've got some information about upcoming releases.
Oh yeah.
What
first,
have we got?
First, we've got Collide. Their new release on May the 24th is called Vortex, and that's a double CD. And we've got a Curve release as well called The Way of Curve. That's also a double CD out on May the 17th. But the big one for me anyway, is Skinny Puppy. Their Ooh. their first new material for over 10 years.
Wow.
And it's called The Greater, The Wrong of the Right, and that is released on the 25th of May.
So a lot of good albums coming out in May then.
Oh yeah.
It's going to break the bank a little.
Well, anyway, okay, this next song is by Front 242 and it's called Crapage.
Thank you. slip and go away. I keep slip and go away. We'll be right back.
listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the Solitary Experiments with Fast Forward off the recent release Cause and Effect, the album Cause and Effect, I believe it's been released in March this year. So, yeah, just come out. Before that, you heard Nine Inch Nails with Slipping Away from the Falling Apart album, so that's the Falling Apart version. Obviously, a few years old, but still fantastic stuff. And before that, Front 242 with Crappage from Old People. From Old People, in fact.
Actually, it's pronounced Crappage.
Crappage. No, feel free to correct me. we were going to have a bit of a natter now about the recent Icon of Coil gig that both myself and Steph got to a few weeks ago now. So, yeah, basically, that gig, the lineup was Gotecki, Solitary Experiments, and Icon of Coil headlining. We didn't actually get there in time to see Gotecki, although they do gig quite a lot, so I'm sure we'll catch up with them at some point. Solitary Experiments, they were the first surprise of the evening. Now, not having heard of them before, really, really good. Great sound when they were on stage, you know, great music. You've just heard their track Fast Forward there, that I was inspired to run off and buy their album straight away, in fact. So, yeah, just one of them bands where you see them, if you like that kind of music, just, you know, it grabbed you. And you really bought it.
I liked them actually as well.
I think they had a favourable reception from the whole crowd. I don't know how many people had heard of them before or heard their stuff before.
I mean, sort of.
Definitely appreciated.
I'd definitely saw a few people, like, you know, popping away at them.
Yeah.
But a few people were just, like, watching them and thinking, yeah.
So a few more people had discovered this band at the same moment. Yeah. You've got to remember, it was early on in the gig, and a number of people had travelled just to see Icon, so the venue wasn't actually that full at that point. But I think most people were there taking notice of the band. They were well worth seeing, basically. I'll definitely hunt them out again when they're next playing in this area. But Icon, yes. Mainly stuff off their new album, wouldn't you say, Steph?
Yes, which I was glad about.
Yes, we've seen them, they've been touring for, the last 4 years or so?
Yeah.
And yes, they've been playing stuff off their previous two albums mainly, of course, and this tour's obviously to promote the new album, but yeah, a lot of focus on this new album, and to be honest, they had a lot of good material off this album to go off, so why not? They closed with Headhunter again.
Yes.
So, yeah, always goes down well at live gigs, does it?
Oh, yeah. The a very, very classic Front 242 song, which was covered by them, obviously.
Yes, played many times on the show in many versions, but still goes down great live. The only downer of the gig, I would say, was possibly the odd mic failure. It appeared whilst Icon were on stage, which is a bit of a shame. The guys were professional and just carried on and brought home a really good gig, so it's good to see them bouncing around again, and hopefully they'll get around the UK a bit more to promote this album more, because it's, well, a fab album. Right.
Much better than their previous.
I don't know. I think
this, it's software,
more,
but anyway,
there's a lot to it. You know, we're still re-listening to it over and over again. We'll continue to play tracks off it as we really enjoy it, me and Steph. Okay then, right. We've nattered on a bit much now. I reckon we carry on with some music.
And this is Dos Liquido with Macabre Secrets. We'll be right back.
to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Decoded Feedback with Democracy, and before that you heard Dulce Liquido with Macabre Secrets. Right, we've been waffling on for a bit too much this show, so we're running out short on time, so here is some more music. Here's some 80s-y type stuff.
With New Order.
I stood there beside myself, thinking
Listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there The Human League with Love Action, and before that you heard Depeche Mode with Never Let Me Down, and before that New Order with The Perfect Kiss. A fantastic trio of old 80s electronica. Fabulous stuff there. Right, we're going to carry on with the show now. We're going to continue with the music, as that's what the show's about. Here's some Wolfshine with Everyone Who Cast a Shadow.
Everyone who casts a shadow seems to stand in the sun, and when your step leaves a track, you seem to be going on. I know myself, I know my shades, but I don't see no light. And if there's a track, it means no turning back, no matter what you try. Everyone who casts a shadow seems to stand in the sun, and when your step leaves a track, you seem to be going on. Everyone Jesus' heartbeat seems to be still alive, and by a look into your eyes I seem to know if you're lying. But from time to time there is more to life than just a muscle working deep inside, and to find the truth it needs much more than just a look into an eye. Everyone who casts a shadow seems to stand in the sun, and when your step leaves a track you seem to be going alone. Everyone who feels his heartbeat seems to be still alive, and I am looking into
you heard the VMV Nation with Honor, and before that you heard Wolfshine with Everyone Who Casts a Shadow. This has been Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. Thank you for listening. We've come to the end of the show for tonight. Please tune in next month. More of the same, more new stuff, more old stuff. We're going to leave you tonight with Cordia Pavonis with Love Like Broken Glass.
And it's also goodbye from me.
Goodbye.